Morning.
Good morning.
So nice to be here. I wish I was half of what Doug was saying. I'm not. So, no wonder. Well, let's start first by greeting you in the name of Jesus. And I bring you greetings from Athens, Greece, from Korç, Albania, and from Nashville, Tennessee. Yes. The body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere.
Yes, sir.
So let's start by explaining in some words, who are we? And then I explain with some PowerPoints that we have prepared what we do. And then I'll tell you the reason why we are here. So I think this will be the complete. So let's start with we, who are we? I'm still a good-looking guy there. And my name is Beni, B-E-N-I, Leka, L-E-K-A. Doug said who spell Beni with an I. Well, if you want to hear Michael in Greek, you'll laugh, it's Mikhail. Anyway, so this is my wife Sonila, S-O-N-I-L-A, and I don't need to spell Christina and Andrew. You can tell. I'll tell you the story of how we came to Christ. I was born in 1969 in the town of Korç, Albania. And probably say, well, why do we need this information? Well, it connects directly with our conversion because 2 years before I was born, Albania, that was a communist country, decided to outlaw the religion, any kind of religion. 1967, if you are caught with a Bible or a Quran or a Buddhist book, any other book, you'd be imprisoned, executed, and your family would go in prison too and in exile. This process started gradually from 1946, when Albania started to build their communist background under the Communist Party. And they started in 1946 by shrinking influence of religious groups and taking their property and giving it to the state. So they started a reform that no one can own property in Albania. So the state will own all the property, no private property. So the same was for the mosques, for churches, for any kind of temple. So it started in 46, but in 67, by May of 67, all the religious institutions were closed down and their buildings were converted to youth centers, warehouses, or shopping centers. The whole movement was presented as a youth revolution against the old traditions, and at the end of 1967, Albania was declared the first atheist nation in the world. 1967. And this is all 2 years before I was born. The names that started giving the babies were names that were not connected with any religious background. So no Muslim names, no Christian names, nothing. So this is when we started our names, Arben, Artan, Artur, Arel, obviously probably heard these names. I'm one of them. So religion was to disappear from Albania, and we had to accept only one religion, communism. We had to worship only one God, our leader, our dictator, and we had to obey only one gospel, his gospel. Many generations in Albania will grew up under this understanding, and still there is a strong influence of atheism in Albania. Today, the Albanian groups, religious parties, I'd say, they declare 60% Muslims, 10% Orthodox, 10% Catholics, And the rest of them, 20%, they still declare atheists. But when I say 60% Muslims do not expect a country where the Muslims will go to the mosque, they will observe their traditions, no. So a person is called a Muslim or a Christian by their family name. That's it. So for all the facts or all obvious, probably the atheists in Albania today are like 80% still. So this is the environment that we grew up. So Nina was born like 7 years after me, raised up in the same town, the same environment. And we were grown with the idea that every religion is an opium for the crowds, for the masses, a fairy tale that our uneducated ancestors believed, but not us, who were educated and knew everything. I went to university, I studied biochemistry, and the foundation of what I learned was the theory of evolution by Darwin. I would declare myself, back at those times, 89, 90, a machine gun against God. '91, the wind of change will start in Europe. The Eastern Europe will start with the wall of Berlin falling down, the communism will start fall down, and this will influence Albania too. And finally, this wall was broken, and Albania started a new era, democracy. Remember the first missionaries coming in Albania, remember seeing them starting preaching in Albania, but was never attracted to them, thinking that what they are saying just is fairy tale. For me, it's not for me, I'm a scientist. 91, I will leave Albania and go to Greece in an illegal way, by the mountain. First time I was stopped by the Greek border police, turned back in Albania, second time I will succeed. So, finally I'll make it to Greece and I'll start doing any work to raise some money for my father, who was blind, still blind. So we wanted to have a surgery for him to fix his eyes. By the way, he could see for 2 years, was a blessing. So the surgery was made, he could see for 2 years, but he's back in blindness again. Anyway, so I'll go to Greece, so Nina will come and join me in Greece on 95, and she'll be in Greece only for 2 weeks to see me. We were engaged. She'll come to Athens and we'll say, well, Sonila, you don't go back again, you stay with me. And we'll tell their parents she's not coming back. Well, okay. She had clothes only for 2 weeks, and we didn't have money to buy clothes. So by God's providence, my co-worker today in the church, Dino, and his wife, Mata, was visiting Sonila's house, back in Albania, in Korça. And Sonila's parents will learn that they are from Athens and will say, we'll have a small package with Sonila's clothes for them in Athens. We'll take it? And he says, okay, we'll do it. So he will bring the package of clothes in Athens, and when I first meet them, I ask, do you know what do you work for a living? And he says, I'm a preacher. I say, is this a work? Amen. Well, obviously it is work. And I tell Dino, well, Dino, we can discuss for whatever we want. We can discuss about football, politics, weather, geopolitics, whatever you want. Don't tell me about God. It's a fairy tale. It's not for educated people. he will respect this, but when he leaves, he will just leave a Bible in my table. What I'm trying to do now, you know, my approach is an analysis approach. I want to find through the Bible faults that I will tell him that what he believes is wrong. And this will happen for like 7 months. What happened? Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is powerful.
Yes, sir.
It has the power to penetrate between the division of soul and spirit. After 7 months, I did not find any fault. But the Word convinced me. I was really shocked by the prophecies about Jesus made by David that were fulfilled by a Roman soldier. This really hit me. Because for an atheist, the biggest thing is to see that there is something that greater than myself. When I saw that there is a prophecy 1500 years ago made by a Jewish king that was fulfilled by a Roman soldier who hates the Jewish.
Yes.
They don't know anything about who they are, what they do, what they prophesy. He'll do exactly what David will say. And I say to my wife, Wesonira, there is something greater than us.
Yes.
We need to see this thing. So, to make the long story short, after 7 months we were discussing, we were studying the Bible together. And in 12 May 1995, we were baptized for the remission of our sins in the morning. And we had our wedding day, or the wedding ceremony, in the evening.
Amen. Amen.
So the greatest covenants of our life were the same day.
Amen.
The most important. Then, 1 year later, I was approached by the church to start working as a preacher for the church in Athens, where I still serve with our co-workers. In 2001, I will start studies for the School of Preaching, Sunset, the branch in Athens. I will graduate from 2004 and 2005, and then I'll start teaching with the school 2006. All this time I continue to preach and teach with the church. And from 2011 I'm serving as a dean of the school in Athens and preaching and working with the church full time. So this is how God can change or transform a person from a machine God against him to a servant for him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he can.
It's not upon us. It's not about how smart we are. It's not about how intelligent we are. It is the power of Jesus and the power of His Word. So this is who we are. Later, Andrew, on 96, will come into this world, and we name him Andrew by the name of the first apostle. Because Andrea was the first one called by Jesus, so he is the first coming in our family. We named him Andrew. And Christina was named Christina because she was born on Sunday, Lord's Day. So that's our family. And Andrew was baptized for the remission of sins in December 2012, and Christina 2013.
Amen.
That's our family. This is who we are. Now let's go and see what we do. As I told you, we serve in two areas. First, we serve with Athens International Bible Institute, which is the School of Preaching in Athens, a branch of Sunset School of Preaching in Lubbock, Texas. It's where Dad has graduated. You're preaching. So it's a school that started back in 1997. Very modest and humble, start reaching to levels today that no one could ever imagine or dream of it. And again, it's the power of God.
Yes, sir.
So, next, please. Today we have 70 graduates for this school from 20 nations all around the world, from three continents. And even if you see the numbers, you'll say, what? What God can do, it's amazing.
Amen.
So this is Peter Oza. Abby, Natalie, and Doc know him. And this is his graduation day, so we will see what the degree says. This is the degree given by our school, and this is for Peter. So all these graduates, it's amazing, 20 nations. This makes this school an international school. If you see the map, Ephesus here is the door to Europe from Middle East and from North Africa. So people will come there to spread in Europe. And God will guide them to the school, and they will spread to Europe, all go back in their countries, this time bringing the word of Jesus with them.
Amen.
Yes.
Another one, please. Okay. So, it is not a requirement for the school that you must be a member of the Church of Christ and be a student. Actually, most of our students will come with a Pentecostal background. You can be an atheist and come and study in our school. Why? Because I believe that the power it is in the Word.
Yes, it is.
And since I have never seen a single person who will come in the school and will not be baptized for the remission of sins. And we have some pictures here. Here is a student of the first year. And then we have another student of the second year being baptized for the remission of sins. And this is another student of the first year. So all of them, they will come and they will be baptized for the remission of sins. Now, the success of every school is measured by its product. So what the graduates will do, that's the success of the school. This is what our graduates have done during all these years. Today they serve 30 congregations in 19 different nations, are places where our graduates have served or continue to serve, and you see all the nations written there. And if we see the next slide, I was trying to make a graphic presentation of what the school has done. So in the center is what says AIBI, this is Athens. All the stars represent what? A place where graduates will serve with congregations. Look at the impact of the school. And what we are looking forward? We are looking forward to have all this map full of stars.
Amen, brother.
Out of these 30 congregations, 12 of them are new congregations. And this will move us to the next slide. This is a new congregation started in Athens from Timothy, who will come in the school, and he was a pastor in a Pentecostal congregation. He even wrote a book about the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit illuminated him to do things and to say things, and to write a book. Well, after finishing 2 years of studies, he will graduate the school. And I'll say, Timothy, let me ask you something. And Timothy say, yes, sir. I say, what do you think now about your book? He says, forget about it, garbage. Well, Timothy will go back to his congregation. We don't want everyone to stay in our church. Go back where you came from. Bring other people to Jesus.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So they will go back. Timothy will go back to his congregation and tell them, and he's a pastor, and tell them what we are teaching here is not the truth.
Amen.
What? The congregation will split. Only 3 or 4 people will stay with him, and this is the day of inauguration of a new church that he'll start.
Amen.
So this church will evaluate, and today this congregation has like 60, and this is in Athens, 60 members. And this is another congregation in Omonia Church, which is with Bulgarians. The next slide will show you Petro Petrov, who graduated from the school and is a preacher for the Bulgarian congregation in Athens. How we do this, part of teaching is that the male students and graduates, they are supported and taught and guided to start their own Bible studies with their own groups. Why? Because these small groups, if they are developed right, they will be the nucleus of the new congregations. So this is how we started this. The next one, please. So you see some of these groups guided. This is an Egyptian group, actually, and they have started a new congregation in Athens with Egyptians. So how many students we have today? We have 55 active students in AIBI today, which is a 360% growth since 2011.
Amen.
Huge. Nothing comes without problems. We don't have more room for the classes. You see, it's a packed class. And for the first time on June, we were forced to have another class on the auditorium. It was the first time ever. So we pray that God help us growing this problem. We have more problems like this. Next one is how do we recruit our students? First of all, we have this one-on-one recruiting policy. So the students will go around and tell their friends who they are, what they do in the school. And this is how they bring other students. We don't use advertisement in TV. We don't have, you know, funds for this. Great things. And we make very efficient use of the graduation ceremonies. For us, graduation ceremonies are a very, very big event. In the next slide, you'll see some of these, you know, events of the graduation ceremony. This is the cake of the last graduation. And the next, we'll show you the fate of this cake. You see, this is how this looks like, the graduation ceremony. And another one. And people are happy, people will be around, they'll see them taking the degrees. And they'll go, I want one of those. So this is how we recruit our students. Well, this is another way that we have started from the last year to use to recruit our students. When Doug will come to Athens, he'll say, I was trying to find information for you in internet, and there was nothing there.
Amen.
And he says, I know somebody who will do this for you. Well, my question was how much it will cost. And Doug said, I'll discuss with him. I'll probably do it for free. Well, free is my middle name. Let's do it. Okay, so that will bring us in contact with Richard Clark. And Rachel will create for free this website.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Which really brought us in the internet age and has helped us so much in recruiting students and fulfilling the curriculum and the program. Richard, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Brother Clark.
Thank you. God bless you. Teaching process. I'll give you some numbers now. There are taught 48 courses of 7 categories: biblical books, evangelism, personal growth, languages, doctrinal studies, preaching, and ministries. This program is done in 2 years. And after finishing this 48 courses, the students will have the required credits for the bachelor degree. There are 1,200 80 teaching hours per academic year in Athens. 100 tests given per student, again per academic year, more than 300 memory verses per year, 400 pages of thesis and independent work per student, and over 1,250 study guides printed, and we have a photocopy machine that is our heart. We love this thing. And we have seminars held yearly, every year from visiting instructors. And we have visiting instructors teaching in Athens, and this is how we cover all these hours. And from 2011, we are offering these bachelor degrees for all students who have completed the 120 credits required by the new degree program. So, in the next slide, we'll see the photocopy machine. Promise, what's big for a photocopy machine? Well, if you know what hard work this horse will do, this is so important to us. Okay, so the next slide will show you. This is Greg Foley from Texas. He is holding the seminar about the Holy Spirit in 2013. The next slide will show a visiting instructor in 2014, James from Nashville. And then this is Bill Day and his wife Rebecca from Oklahoma City, another visiting instructor. Probably you know this guy. And this other guy. Yes, Abby, you are there. Natalie is there. Okay. So this is how we have all these hours of teaching. And now that I'm here, I'm still teaching. Actually, this is a break week. But if it was not, I would be early in the morning, 1 a.m., teaching Skype with them. So 3 days per week, we continue to teach. I continue to teach, actually, with my classes through Skype. And this is amazing, all the technology. Okay? Like 10 years ago, this could not even be dreamed or imagined. Today, every week, I teach in Athens, 3 days per week. Well, the time difference is difficult. It's like a night shift, but it's okay. So, that's. It is not only the teaching, it's that we assist the students even in their life. As you know, the Greece is entering for the 6th year in a row difficult crisis, economic crisis period. So, during the school days, we have like some simple meals for them. So, we know that at least for 3 days a week that they are in school, they have something to eat. But 80% of them, they are not working. The only thing that keeps them in Greece is to finish the school. And we are not supporting anyone financially. No. So, every day that we have school, it will be a simple meal provided. And Sonia will be the one who will organize this, will buy the items, just her things. Okay, so next slide, please. Yes, the days that they are in school, they have something to eat. What happens the other days? They don't work. So then it will be some small packages that they'll take with them as they go home with food items, olive oil, flour, biscuits, so they can survive till the next school day. Okay, so this again, so now working, and we will discuss more of this when we see this relief program that you saw there. This is how the office looks like during the distribution days. And the next slide will show you how my office looks like during the distribution days. Abby Natalie knows this. Okay, so the next, please. And Sonia will help with medical help, just medicine, vitamins for the kids, and doctor's appointment for those who do not speak any Greek, for the students who don't speak, because the teaching is in English, so it's not required to speak Greek. So it's a huge and various area of helping and living with the students. It's not only school, it's a family. It's a family. Next, please. So in general lines, very short. This was a very, very short report of what we do with the school in Athens. And as I told you, we are full-time with the school and full-time with the church in Athens. So I'll present some of the work in Athens next. So church grows. A church is a living organism. It's not an organization. Okay, so we have some... let me talk about the physical prospect of the church. The church has suffered a massive exodus of English-speaking members as a result of Greek crisis, which is entering the sixth year. Among the English-speaking congregation, we have an unemployment of 80% in an unrest society. What do I mean by this? Next slide. This is a line in similar to the Social Security Office here, but in Greece. We call it OIM. The next slide will show you that these people who used to have everything in their life, Greeks were very, very healthy people, very wealthy, like this. Let's go back to this. So they will stay in the line just for footsteps. And this will bring this despair to them, this courage to them. And this despair will explode in hate.
Yes.
Hate against government, which is this one, and hate against each other. And usually it goes immediately to the foreigner and to somebody who is different from you. So this is the new Nazi party in Greece, which now has the third place in the Greek parliament. The reigns of Nazis in Greece. And the next one again, you see that? And in this environment, we are called to operate with English-speaking congregation that are, like 90% of them, Africans. So the Greeks will understand that they are foreigners. There is no way to hide. But till now, God has shielded us. We never had a single case of verbal or physical violence against our members or students. It is God's providence. It is God's protection. It is like communicating areas as they will leave to go to their countries because of the crisis. God will pour more souls in the church. So in 2013, 40 people were baptized for the remission of the sins. And 2014, till now, six souls were added. Till today, you will see some of these baptisms. And the next slide. And the next slide. These are baptisms from this year that God has blessed us with. Spiritual growth. Okay? Saints are closer to each other because of the crisis.
Yes.
So look at these pictures. This is Greek speaking congregation. The other, Christina with her sisters and friends in Christ in the congregation. This is Christmas 2013. If I had the time, guys, to tell you the story of these three ladies, probably you would cry. What they are doing? Laughing. Only Jesus can do this. They are suffering so bad in their life, but they are laughing because they have the joy of Jesus inside. And some of us are singing with guitar. Yes, we can do this in crisis. Opa! Next one, please. Church respond to external crisis, the family bonds will grow. And this is what I have seen and experienced in our church. I can tell you firmly that before the crisis, we were not so much connected with each other. After the crisis, the family is much stronger. So, what do we pray for? You see some of the pictures of the work with the family of the church. And this is Mother's Day, last May. This is Father's Day, with the English Civic Congregation. We don't have many fathers, but you can tell that those who are fathers are very happy. So, and again, this is Vasily from Albania. Sonila and Yoko from Japan. And this is Andrew and Abby. You remember Abby? Okay, so one of our areas of work is to mature saints through the study of Word, and this is what we do from teaching and preaching, just to mature the saints. Why we need to mature the saints? Because we need to tell them that we are responsible in our generation for the preaching of the gospel. And I want to share with you, well, did you ever think why God decided to preach the gospel to us? Well, He's God. He can do everything. Okay? Do you think it's more efficient for gospel to be preached by us, or as you go out in the morning, the heaven will open and you will see hell and heaven? Do you think people will be convinced to Jesus if God will do this every morning? I believe that 100% nobody wants to go to hell if they see in the big screen. What if as we walk the birds will start telling you the story of Jesus? Can God do this? Of course. What about the stones or the trees whispering to you the story of Jesus? Can God do this? Yes. But He gave this responsibility to us. And He chose that we are responsible for the preaching of the gospel in our generation. Don't ever forget this.
Yes, sir.
He chose us.
Yes, sir.
So, and this is what we are trying to do. Next slide. You'll see that we are trying to have all these graduates of the school who are still with the congregation to take responsibilities. And this is Jero Sabani from Albania. And this is Ruben Osafo Koji from Ghana. They are preaching and teaching the word. And this is Andrew leading the songs in English speaking congregation. Or is it the Greek? Greek problem, yes. It's the Greek. Sorry. So, responsibilities. We are part of the same body. My right hand has work to do now. My left hand has work to do now. We have all something to do in the body of Christ. We have to take responsibilities. And this is what the preaching is trying and the teaching is trying to do, to mature the saints, to take responsibilities. And this will tell you some of the part of our preaching, teaching, and Bible studies. And this is a group with Albanians. This is preaching and teaching to another congregation in Athens. Some Bibles arrived from Spain. It's a happy day. Good. So, you can tell. The next. So Mila has her tutor classes. She will work with them. She has ladies' classes too. And this is some of the pictures of her work with children and the ladies. Church life. Really from a month, I will explain this a little slower. What is this really problem? We have been helped by churches in U.S. during this difficult economical crisis in Greece to have some food for the saints in Athens, for the members of the church, and for the students of the school. So none of them will go home and his child will go to sleep without a glass of milk. So how this is done? First is the buying process. And we had once Doug, Abby, and Natalie helping with this process. So first we start with buying, and then we take this to the church building. So you see all our refrigerated and divided foods. So this is what it goes in a small refrigerator, and divided then for individual and family packages And then, after dividing, we go to the transportation of distributing help. Most of our members, they don't have a car. So we need to drive. This was with their house. So this is, again, in the, one of their houses. And ministries. We have in the church, prison ministry, 40 years. We have been going to the Federal Prison of Athens every Wednesday, teaching them the word of Jesus.
Amen.
Is this worthy? Of course it is. Sometimes the guards will tell us, well, what you are doing, they will go out and they'll come back again. Well, even one soul is winning.
Yes,
it's
sir.
All worth it.
Yes, sir.
So, you can see some of the baptisms of this. I'm not kneeling in this picture. Yes, this man is huge. He reminds me the coffee guy from the Green Mile. Remember the huge guy? And when I was baptizing him, I just took him in the water and I needed a crane to take him out of the water. Okay, it was the most difficult baptism I have ever done. He was from the prison ministry. Back to a normal life, married here in the U.S., working a life and be a faithful member of the church. He and his wife. It is worth it. Another success story from the prison ministry. He is still in Athens, very faithful, coming to the church. We have another one that we don't have a picture here, who is preaching the word in England after finishing the school of preaching. Is it worth it? Of course it is. Next one. VBS, children. Again, people will say, well, we are spending too much time, too much money, just going with this VBS. Too much money and too much energy. But I always say, even if one of the children, after finishing this VBS, will remember John 3:16, everything is worth it.
Yes, sir.
So it's a huge thing. We have VBS in Athens and Court, Albania, and this is done with a team coming from David Lipscomb University, with a member of the church who is a teacher there. So all you see, this is Athens, and this is Athens again. You saw some from Albania. We are Albanians, and we always go back and see family. And we are blessed because there is a church in the town that we were born. We are both from the same town. And every time we go there, we see the church. We help with what we can with the church. And we are glad to see that today, Albania has more Christians, real Christians, than Greece.
Amen.
We have 24 churches in Albania today, compared to 6 in Greece. Huge difference. So, this is some pictures with the church in Korçë, Albania. This is the last summer. And I am here in Tirana. This is old picture, but I was teaching and preaching in Tirana congregation as I was visiting with them. This is last summer again, to baptisms in Korçë. And this was done in Lake. This is great. Baptism in Lake. Perfect. So, we finish here with who we are and what we do. And I said that the third part will be why we are here. Well, simple, to thank you. If we were made out of Christ, we would be totally foreigners for each other. But being a body of Christ, we have a certain mission to fulfill, with a certain service that God gives us. I want to thank you guys for making it possible for Doug, Abby, and Natalie to be in Athens and to serve Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for sharing your service with us. I want to thank you for inviting us here. I cannot find a word to how to thank Richard for the website. It was his part of service that he shared with us. I don't know how to thank Don and Tuha for their wonderful hospitality. We have been there only one night, and we are impressed by their love. Why? Because we are part of the same body.
Yes, sir.
This is how we communicate. This is how we live. And I really thank you for sharing your service to Jesus with our service to Jesus. And I hope and I pray that you'll continue to do so. As you can see from what I presented to you, the field is full, but the workers are few. Let us all pray to the Lord of the harvest that He will send more workers. Thank you for sharing your service with us. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that word of encouragement. As always, we give an opportunity to anyone that may be here this morning to put Christ on baptism to join.